You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is Monday, and obviously this is the Monday edition. I was sort of pressed as to what to talk about. I was initially going to do a news story on what's happening in North Korea, but I think I'm going to save that for another day. Because what's really timely is the president attended his own last White House Correspondents' Dinner. And it's been a tradition on these dinners since, I think, Calvin Coolidge was the first president. As a matter of fact, I know he was the first president that attended this. And Calvin Coolidge was one of the better presidents of the last century. That's when we took seriously the United States Constitution and fiscal responsibility. In other words, we believed in a republic. Now, Barack Obama jokingly said, and this is very, very revealing, because humor in many ways reveals what's on people's minds and what issues they have problems with. He jokingly said, "The end of the republic has never looked better." Unfortunately, that's not a joke. The republic has ended. We're in the century of the American empire, and we've been in this empire for many, many decades. The Constitution, for all practical purposes, is a dead letter. If you don't believe me, just look at the U.S. federal budget and most of what we spend our money on. Simply, the Founding Fathers would say, you don't spend money on it. And the reason is we have two parties, the two-party tyranny of the Democrats and the Republicans, supported by big media, and really the owners of this country, the big business, if you will. And it's no longer a republic, it's an empire. What we're really choosing is, do we want an empress? Or an emperor? Do we want Empress Hillary or Emperor Donald? And that's the problem. The American people really don't have a choice. Now, some of you will quickly say Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is probably the closest thing in terms of what he says to wanting to return to a constitutional representative republic. The problem Ted Cruz has is he comes over as an elitist, as do most of the people, the leadership of both the Democrat and the Republican Party, and their fellow travelers in the media. Most, I would say, nearly all of the people that are part of the White House press corps are Democrats. Most of them are liberal and progressives, and it's a rather cozy relationship between them and the president. It's not that they don't ask hard questions, but when you support the agenda of the Democratic Party, which is for bigger and bigger government, it's hard to be critical, very hard to be critical. Remember, this administration started out saying we're going to be the most transparent administration. It is clearly not, and the press hasn't really helped. They really read or paraphrase and quote press releases. Investigative journalism is a dying profession in the United States, and it's sad to say. That's why I don't watch television news at all, nor read newspapers. Now, I get my information. If I'm going to do a talk show, I better be up on what's happening. But I go to numerous sources out of necessity. The problem is the people that really are not interested in politics, and that's the majority of the American people, get most of their information from the daily newscast. But even that is changing because their viewership has gone down, down, and down because they don't believe the media anymore. And the media, the people that are doing news, reporting the news, have that biased. They're not objective. And one way to make sure that anything critical of this administration does not get on the newscast or in the newspapers is simply not report it, even when you go assign investigative journalists to dig up information. Now, there are exceptions to that. We do have talk radio today. We also have commentators on, for example, Fox. But even I've noticed a curious change, and some other people have noticed it too. Remember when Trump was first running for president? I was watching Fox, and several of them really attacked Trump. They cannot stand Trump. And that's why I said the media in general, left, right, and center, was against Trump. But there's been a subtle change recently. I haven't been able to pick a date, but within the last 2, maybe 3 weeks, it has suddenly dawned on the media that Donald Trump could be next president of the United States. Could be. And we better watch our step. Because if he gets elected, and I think he'll get the nomination and get elected, they want access. And Donald Trump, although he's used the media, he's a master manipulator of media. And it's fun to watch because he understands what I've understood for a long time, and many people understand. Television, as well as radio, lives and dies by ratings. Because ratings, if you have high ratings, you can charge more money for the advertising. And when you're trying to survive and be profitable, high ratings means you can charge more money, you make more profits. So as much as they don't like Trump, if Trump wants to come on their show or be interviewed, whether it's straight news or by commentator, he's invited. You see, the curious thing is, big media made Donald Trump. If they had ignored him, he wouldn't be the next president of the United States. That's the paradox. And Donald Trump understood that. Some call it reality TV, and he certainly was a star in reality TV. I remember saying in a show several months ago, if the commentators that are highly critical of Donald Trump want to make sure that he doesn't become president, ignore him. Don't talk about him at all. They obviously did not follow my advice, nor did I follow my advice, because he's become the story. He knows how to get control of the daily news cycle. So we were going from Emperor Barack to Emperor Donald, but will much change? The answer to that is no. I think it's past time to do away with these dinners. That's not going to happen, but it wouldn't be a bad idea. Let them have their own dinner, and I don't know who pays for it. I know this is a big affair. Upwards of 8,000 people go to the Hilton in Washington last Saturday in April. And it's fairly customary for the president or the vice president to attend at least once during their term and tell jokes. Now, I want to play our president because he was actually better than the comedian that I never heard of because I don't watch TV. But let's at least hear some of the better material by Barack Obama.
Well, let me conclude tonight on a more serious note. I want to thank the Washington Press Corps. I want to thank Carol for all that you do. You know, the free press is central to our democracy, and nah, I'm just kidding. You know I've got to talk about Trump. Come on. We weren't just going to stop there. Come on. Although I am a little hurt that he's not here tonight. We had so much fun the last time. And it is surprising. You've got a room full of reporters, celebrities, cameras, and he says no. Is this dinner too tacky for the Donald? What could he possibly be doing instead? Is he at home eating a Trump steak? Tweeting out insults to Angela Merkel? What's he doing? The Republican establishment is incredulous. that he's their most likely nominee. Incredulous, shocking. They say Donald lacks the foreign policy experience to be president. But in fairness, he has spent years meeting with leaders from around the world. Miss Sweden, Miss Argentina, Miss Azerbaijan. And there's one area where Donald's experience could be invaluable, and that's closing Guantanamo, because Trump knows a thing or two about running waterfront properties into the ground. All right, that's probably enough. I mean, I've got more material. No. I don't want to spend too much time on the Donald. Following your lead, I want to show some restraint. Because I think we can all agree that from the start, he's gotten the appropriate amount of coverage befitting the seriousness of his candidacy. I hope y'all are proud of yourselves. The guy wanted to give his hotel business a boost, and now we're praying that Cleveland makes it through July. Mm-hmm.